Hello and welcome to the Living Strong Ministries podcast.
All rise for the Honorable Shu and Bacon. Okay. Order in my court. Okay, today is a very, very important day. A man will lose his life based on the decision of the jurors in this room. Is there anybody here that does not feel that they can serve on this trial fairly? Yes, you, sir?
Well, you see, from looking at it at my point, that man over there is not guilty, because there is only one person who can be able to judge fairly, and that is the Lord. And I'm sorry, Your Honor, but you are not the Lord.
Okay, juror, you can be excused. Bailiff, can you show him not only the doors in the back of this court, but the front doors?
Yes, Your Honor.
Your time is over.
Wow, well that sounds kind of familiar, because this week I had the wonderful opportunity to serve my country through jury duty. Now, like most who receive this notice to appear, I tried to reason how I might be able to escape the clenches of this task, but no dice. One whole day was spent sitting and waiting, and then I sat, and then I waited. And, well, the same thing over and over again. But soon enough, my name was called to enter the court with all of the other potential jurors. The judge then asked if anyone had some reason why they shouldn't be on trial. Well, this is when some man sitting a few rows away from me stood up and said, "Your Honor, there's no disrespect intended for you, but God is the only one who can judge, and you are not God. Your Honor, in my eyes, that man over there is not guilty." The judge's response, you're excused, juror. As I sat there and listened to this man pass a quick judgment of innocence, I couldn't help but think, how clever. But as I continued to sit and wait and sit and wait, I began to ponder what the Lord had done for me. For with my many sins that has brought me to sit in the defendant's seat many times, I thank God for his grace and mercy, because when I should have been cast into captivity, Jesus stood up and proclaimed innocence. He took my sins and the judgment for the sins upon himself so that I can have freedom in Christ. John chapter 8 verse 36 says, "When the Son has set you free, you are free indeed." So listen, if you found yourself to be sitting in the defendant's seat waiting for your judgment, hoping that someone will stand up for you, then you can rest easy. The Lord has stood up and set you free. You're free to go and live in freedom for the Lord. My name is Joe Prenito with Living Strong Ministries, encouraging you to live strong.
Visit our website at www.joeprenito.com. That's www.joeprenito.com.